Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here in Lower Manhattan. Different courthouse. We're going into the New York State Criminal Court for closing arguments, we believe, in the case of U.S. versus Ricardo Cruciani. He's the dirty doctor, also with a case in the Southern District, accused of sexually abusing his patients in three states. We caught it because in the SDNY he got a free lawyer, even though he owns three houses. And we sought to unseal it, and Judge Cronin ordered it unsealed. But then the federal defenders, his free lawyers, have appealed it to the Second Circuit and apparently are going to get it resealed with the help, I think, of some criminal defense association. Now, look, I'm all for the rights of defendants, but I'm also for transparency. And when a sexual abuser with three houses gets a free lawyer, should be a problem, both for those against sexual abuse and for the taxpayer. In any event, we're also going to then try after that to stop in at 40 Foldy Square for the case of Ricardo, Richard Rosario, 20 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit. He had 13 alibis in Florida. We talked about it yesterday, but hopefully we're going to catch some of it today. 3 o'clock in 500 Pearl Street, SDNY. Schulte brought in from the MDC after having been found guilty of, in connection with the leaks of Vault 7 to WikiLeaks. Now, one of his lawyers says she wants out of the child pornography case. That's what she calls it. Seems like kind of a strange letter. We're going to go to that. We're going to cover that in 3 and then somehow try to get to EDNY in Brooklyn by 4 o'clock for the guilty plea, change of plea of Donnell Russell, the self-described manager of R. Kelly. I don't know if we're going to get there because the Schulte thing comes first. We've written a book on the topic, Brutal Kangaroo. You can find it. Meanwhile, we're also covering the United Nations. Here comes the subway underneath me. The United Nations, a total failure on Ukraine. Antonio Guterres said it wouldn't happen. Most recently, Russia bombed Odessa, and one of his officials told the New York Times this doesn't violate the deal. Then one of the UN correspondents said, no, they say that's a lie. No one asked about it yesterday because it's all a big cover-up operation. Inner City Press must be restored to ask these questions. To be continued.